The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
So, Chris, what does an AR-15 rifle and a Swiss Army knife have in common?
I have no idea.
Well, someone said recently it's a perfect combination of home defense weapon and a homeland defense equipment. Good for both home and battle.
Okay, that makes sense.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, it does.
The surprising thing is who said it.
Oh, I can detect the irony here. Let me take a wild guess.
Okay.
Is he currently our president?
No.
Oh, man, because that seems like something he would say.
No. No, he wants you to buy a double-barrel shotgun and shoot
right.
it off the
right.
deck. Fire a couple blasts off the deck. God. No. Here, this is a surprise. A federal judge in San Diego on Friday overturned California's three-decade ban on assault weapons, saying it violates the Second Amendment.
Nice.
Under no level of heightened scrutiny can the law survive, U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez said before issuing a permanent injunction that takes place in 30 days. Benitez argued the state's definition of illegal military-style rifle bans firearms allowed in other states.
Well, and then the funny thing is, too, an AR-15 is not a military weapon.
No, it is not. No, it is not. Depriving California gun owners of their rights. No, an AR-15 does not stand for assault rifle.
No, uh-uh.
So
It's black and it makes lots of noise, it scares people. Oh, my.
It's scary looking.
Well, yes, that too.
So what does AR stand for if it's not assault rifle?
You know, I never really checked.
Well,
enlighten me.
It is the brand Armalite.
Ah.
Yep. AR comes from the name of the gun's original manufacturer, Armalite Incorporated. The letters stand for Armalite Rifle and not for assault rifle or automatic rifle. Armalite first developed the AR-15 in the late 1950s as a military rifle, but had limited success in selling it. In 1959, the company sold the design to Colt. In 1963, the U.S. military selected Colt to manufacture the automatic rifle that soon became standard issue for U.S. troops in the Vietnam War. It was known as the M16. Armed with that success, Colt ramped up production of semi-automatic version of the M16 that it sold to law enforcement and the public, marketed as the AR-15. When Colt's patents for the AR-15 expired in the 70s, other manufacturers began making similar models. Those gun makers gave the weapons their own names, yet the popularity of the AR-15 turned into a generic term for all types of AR-15 style rifles. The National Rifle Association estimates there are some 8 million AR-15s and its variations in circulation, and says they are so popular that the AR should stand for America's Rifle. So now a federal judge has overturned the decades-old ban on military style, okay, weapons. Anytime I see something style, you know it's a knockoff. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Not necessarily in a bad term.
No, it's just a copycat.
Yeah, I mean, if you take, I don't know, generic cola, you know, and say, oh, this is a Pepsi-style cola. Well, it's not Pepsi.
Nope.
You know, this is a Heyer's-style root beer. It ain't Heyer's root beer.
Well, just like a lot of manufacturers, if you'll notice over the years, they can no longer put Kleenex on their box. They had to put facial tissues.
Facial tissues, right.
That's right. Because of the patent name, Kleenex is held by the Kimberly-Clark Company.
That's correct. But generic terms, you know, get bantied about, just like your Frigidaire. Go put this in the fridge.
Or Scotch tape. Get me some Scotch tape.
Or
the tape may have come from Walmart.
Exactly. Or some other source. Exactly right.
Exactly.
So I thought that we would have a bit of good news today, and that is it. That is it. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any caller? There's Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Robin there with you today?
She will be here shortly.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to say hi to both of you anyway. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good. Did you get your package?
Yes. And you won't believe when I got it.
When did you get it?
Tuesday. How could it be? You called me and said it was mailed on Saturday. And I got it Tuesday. I don't know how I got that after a holiday.
Well, you're right. Wow, that's pretty good. That's good. That's good. Well, I'm assuming it was a pretty good package. I know it was. I think it was a perch package, right? It's got some spinnerbaits in there and all kinds of little stuff. So,
yeah.
Yep. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you won. That did my heart good to see that you won something.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Yeah. You sound good today. You sound a little bit better today. Feeling all right?
Yeah, I mean, it's slightly off, but
I got you. So, well, I'll make sure that Robin says hi to you when she comes in. I think she's up. I'm not sure, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Don't seem like it's been a week since I talked to you.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Other than when you called me to tell me it was on its way.
Right. Well, time flies, man, when you're not having fun or when you're having fun, either one. So, yep, sure does. So, yeah, it's been a busy, crazy week, but, you know, I got to see all of our sponsors and this week and, you know, able to update everybody on what's going on. I've been to all of them, Line-X and Battery Warehouse and, you know, the couple that runs the Battery Warehouse in Eldersburg where I go, they had a couple kids. And I remember when the first one was born and he's now six. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, so. All right. All right, buddy. Well, I'm glad you got your package on time.
Great. I wasn't expecting it to the earliest about Thursday.
Right. They did a good job. What can I say?
The way the mail goes anymore.
You never know. I got a picture from a guy who sent a sponsorship for youth hunters for bucks, bears, stags. He sent me a picture the other day. He mailed it 2 months ago. And the address was right. and they turned it back to him for some reason. Just sent me the picture. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. All right, well, thanks, Glenn. Appreciate the call. I'll do it. All right. You have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Bruce. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. So, Uncle Joe, and I guess the left figure they're going to save us all from climate change. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
Hey, the climate changed from last Saturday to this Saturday, didn't it?
There you go. I like your sense of humor.
Yeah.
Climate changes all the time. Anyway, you know, and these people, the geochemicals are going to kill us. You know, most people don't really understand. When they think of internal combustion engines, petrochemicals, petroleum-based products, oils, lubricants, even plastics. A good portion of your plastics are made from
petrochemicals. Petrochemicals, yeah.
People
think that every barrel of oil gets refined into gasoline. It is not. I think it's about 25 or 30% gets refined into gasoline. The rest goes into fuel oil, jet fuel, goes into the plastics industry. It goes into the agriculture industry in the form of certain chemicals there. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are made out of petrochemicals. No question. Coal?
Yes.
Coal primarily fires power plants that generate electricity. So with the advent of electric cars, you know, they want everybody to drive an electric car to save fuel. Question, where is the electricity going to be coming from when you plug your car in for 20 minutes at the service station and pay, you know, $17 or whatever it is to charge your car? You know, it's not free. You don't pull up to the charging station and plug your car in for nothing. You pay for that electricity, and you pay it at a higher rate than you pay for your electricity coming into your home.
I agree. And so you talk about coal-fired plants. Here's another issue. Everybody thinks as coal is only, and actually they can burn much coal cleaner than they ever could before the technology.
Absolutely. Yep.
And, of course, I worked at Bethlehem Steel for 29 years.
Right.
Coal. So what do you think was used? They would bake coal at a high temperature for 24 hours, and it would become coke.
And coke.
What they also don't realize, the coal, they had cracking plants. They're also other derivatives that came from coal.
That's right. That's right. So.
All right.
All right, buddy. Well, Bruce, we appreciate that insight from a coal and a steel-producing perspective. And we need to get back to talking to some other folks here. We got Bob from Ocean City calling in, but I got to do a little break first, okay? Okay, Bruce? I guess you got it. All right. Didn't mean to really just cut Bruce off, but we do have to move along. Don't we, Chris?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. So, Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Everything you need for fishing and crabbing, bait and tackle, minnows, ice, you name it, they've got it. They've got all the rods and reels and all that type of thing. But we want to talk about the Kids Fishing Rodeo that they sponsored. It's coming up next Saturday, June 12th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Hillcrest Park. Now, it's brought to you by the Baltimore Highlands Recreational Council, who's been doing it for years. And that's 410-887-6994 if you'd like to be a volunteer. They could use the help. But this is open to all the kids, okay, up to 15 years old. Age groups are 2 to 5, 6 to 9, 10 to 12, and 13 to 15. And there's several different species of fish, sunfish, catfish, crappies, and bass. Of course, the bass have to be put back. But here's the important thing. The important thing is that this kids fishing rodeo is the first one since Bill Blamberg, Clyde's brother, passed away last year. So this Kids Fishing Rodeo is in his memory. Memory of, quote, Mr. Bill Blamberg. It's the William Blamberg Youth Fishing Rodeo, and I hope it'll remain that named that for here and forevermore. Located at the Hillcrest Park Lake, 3rd Avenue at Hollins Ferry Road behind Lansdowne High School. And if you'd like more information, I'm sure you could call Clyde Sports Shop. You need to stop in for some bait and tackle anyway. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You'll be glad you did. When you stop by today or tomorrow or this week, thank them so much for their sponsorship of these kid, this kids' event. Okay? All right. Thank you so much on that. Now, where the heck did I put my doggone schedule? Huh?
Backyard Billies.
Ah, Backyard Billies. There it is. I got to put that on top. That would make more sense. Backyard Billies. Robin, we like Backyard Billies, don't we?
Yes, we do. We love it.
You know why? Because they are good people. They make good products, and they're in their follow-up and their service is just fantastic. No, can't say enough about it. Can't say enough about it. So, Alan, come on, man. Did I drop some papers over there? Well, we'll just go with that. I thought I did. So, it's spring. It's going to be 90 degrees this weekend. It's time to get out in the backyard. I mean, yeah, you can stay close to the air conditioned house. You can go out on the deck, but you need a barbecue grill. You need a better barbecue grill than you have. So at Backyard Billy's, you'll find three different kinds. You'll find a Big Green Egg. You'll find Kamado Joe, which I learned a lot about the other day. Just, they're great. And then the pellet grill by Traeger. Now, you buy the, you know, Backyard Billy's sells pellets by the pallet or however you need them for your heater, but they also power this grill. And you set it, forget it. You set your, you set your internal temperature. If you want to grill at 350 degrees, if you want to smoke at 275, you set it. And when
forget
you hit,
it.
Set it and forget. that's another product, I think.
I know.
So, but that's exactly right. What happens with the Traeger grill? So, stop by and see the full selection this weekend. You can see all the poly and hardwood furniture outside, the Adirondack chairs with the crabs on them, and you could. You know, see the swing sets for the grandkids and all that. All that at Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. That's Evans Avenue. Why not? Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Backyard Billy's has a showroom, too. Big one. Check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, like I said. That's where you'll find them in a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. For giving that country flair to your backyard, why not? Freestanding deck umbrellas, too. Browse that great-looking garden decorations and furniture. Any lifestyle theme and budget, and the Backyard Billy's, as mentioned, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville, your backyard, is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Yes, here comes Amos. Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait.
Yikes.
Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
All right.
Got it.
Here it goes.
Do you know, ever since Smokey and the Bandit, I had a crush on Jerry Reed.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Crush on Jerry Reed.
Yes, I just thought he was unbelievable.
Well, we played Elvis earlier. He was doing another Louisiana song. So I don't know what Chris has got going on.
He's going to Louisiana.
You going to Louisiana, Chris?
No, whenever we have this kind of weather where it's just hot and sticky and humid, I just think of, you know, some old greasy funk. You know? And if I could get away with playing some stuff that was done in Muscle Shoals, I'd play that. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
All right.
Hey, for everybody who was asking, I'm fine, okay?
Yes, and Glenn said hi.
And Glenn said hi. Everybody, I listened to some of the show.
So say hi back
to Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
He got his stuff.
Awesome. We got some CIA work going around here for an event today, and I overdid it last night, so I got to leave as soon as the show's over, and we've got callers on the line.
Bob in Ocean City, good morning.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
Do you know what Bob this is? I switched up on you guys. I'm Bob from Bob World, but I'm an OCC.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the voice right away.
Bob from Bob World, help me.
I'm out behind Jolly Roger's walking bell. I can turn her loose back here and let her run through the field and chase these birds.
How's the hawk?
Oh, Bob.
Really good.
Hey, Bob. Now I know who you are.
Good morning. Good. It's fat. I went out groundhog hunting like day before yesterday.
Right.
And I killed three groundhogs.
Right.
The soybeans on the farm are just perfect size to shoot groundhogs. I mean.
Oh yeah, they stand up. They just stand up, and there you go.
Yeah.
Do you ever whistle them up?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Little high pitched whistle. They stand up, look around.
A buddy of mine left me a golf cart because he didn't have anywhere to keep it.
Right.
And me and Bounced out on there. We just rode around the farm until we saw a groundhog. And then I'd get off the golf cart, and groundhog took him by surprise. I had no idea what it was, you know.
That's my kind of hunt.
I made fantastic shots, too. I was 3 for 3. I couldn't believe it.
Well,
all like 150 to 200 yards away. So.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah. What are you using?
243.
243. Yeah, that's a groundhog weapon, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My best shot on a groundhog was 140 yards with a .22 Magnum.
Yeah, uh-huh. I watched my dad do that one time. I couldn't believe it. We never thought he'd even come close to hit that groundhog. It hit with a 22, just a plain 22.
22, wow.
And it was over 100 yards, way over 100 yards. I couldn't believe it, but he just got lucky. But he hit him right in the head. He dropped right there. You know?
I think that's what happened. I got lucky.
So. Yeah. So anyway, that's all I want to tell you. If you get a chance, come on down and shoot groundhogs with me.
Oh, I'd love to.
Where are you down there? In Ocean City?
No.
I'm in Ocean City for 3 or 4 days. We got a condo down here. My wife drags me down here 3 or 4 days every summer, every week. So
he's talking about going up the rabbit hunting farm.
I know. I love that farm.
I know.
I'm going to come ride around on the golf cart and watch you all hunt.
There you go, Rob. There you go.
Yep.
I've got a bad back, so that would really help.
I got the paths all mowed nicely, you know, so we can just...
Nice.
And it's been working out pretty good.
You think we could talk Robin into skinning the groundhogs?
I took one groundhog out of the bunch and kind of opened him up for the hawk and left him in the hawk pen all day, and that hawk ate as much as he could of him.
I bet.
And he was fat. He didn't want to eat nothing the next day. He was full.
Didn't want to fly.
We need to stuff a groundhog.
Okay.
Come on,
I love taxidermy. I'd love to have a groundhog.
You'd like to have a groundhog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind. All right, buddy. We'll let you get back to your vacation. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. See ya.
Have a
super time.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to James in Catonsville. Good morning, James.
Hi, James.
I guess James hung up.
That's probably my fault.
Probably.
Yeah, I know.
So there's a meeting on Monday night. I haven't told Robin about it yet. It's it's a virtual meeting, so starts at 5:30. Got an email the other day from Department of Natural Resources, and this meeting is about what is called R3. Are you familiar with R3, Chris?
No, sir, I am not, but enlighten me.
I'm a clueless, too.
All right, the definition of R3. While there's no formal definition of recruitment, retention, and reactivation, each can be described in relation to their role in the outdoor, what the heck? ORAM. Now, they got to define ORAM. What is that? Oh, the outdoor recreation adoption model. Okay, the definition of R3, no formal definition. They is recruitment, retention, and reactivation. Each can be described in relationship to their role in the outdoor recreation adoption model as follows. The three R's, not reading, writing, arithmetic. Recruitment, the focus of recruitment efforts is engaging new participants in an outdoor activity and spans the awareness, interest, and trial stages. Recruitment efforts include those designed to enhance exposures and reduce barriers to initial participation in trial. Got that? Bring new people in. Recruitment. Retention efforts focus on those individuals who have experienced a trial, made the decision to continue pursuing the activity, and or may have been participating in the activity for some time. Thus, they have been recruited. These individuals have likely begun or completed forming a self-identity that embraces the activity and may or may not face multiple challenges to continued participation. Hey, I'm getting too old to hike those mountains, so I'm going to stop hunting. Well, the idea is to retain that person in the field by means of removing barriers and things like that. So recruitment, bring new people in, retain the people that are already participating, and then reactivation describes the process in which the individual lapses in their participation for a period of time due to a variety of reasons. Reactivation efforts focus on providing a targeted suite of support and resources designed to help reactivate and retain an individual in a particular activity. This is particularly important in the outdoor sports, fishing and hunting, okay? So bring new people in because that's the future. Retain the people that are there. And then reactivate people who have stopped for some reason or another. One of the main things that I see is reactivation is the fact that, you know, people who our seniors, like myself, when they get to be of a senior age, you know, their income potential drops. They may be retired or whatever that might be. And I can get a fishing license for $5. Why not? Why not go? For $5. It's a cup of coffee, right? And I can go fishing for a whole year. So that's one type of incentive. For recruitment, things like apprentice licenses that we offer here in Maryland, where you don't have to go through the full-blown hunter safety education course, but you've got to meet certain requirements, and you know, you must be accompanied by someone who has a hunting license to participate in the activity. But I can tell you, part of our mission, Robin and I, is to continue to generate interest among the young people. We do that in many ways. We publish stories about kids in our hunting magazine and fishing magazine. We offer opportunities for kids who have taken a deer to have that animal measured for potentially for the record book. But even if they don't make the record book by the minimum score, they are involved in the process and they get a certificate.
Yep.
For doing that. Okay. So, you know, it's,
and we do, we offer people to send them money for sponsorships and people sponsor them. And
I was just telling about one of our sponsors that sent me the picture of the envelope where his sponsorship was sent back to him by the Postal Service after like 3 months. You know, he'd already canceled the check and stopped payment and sent us another one. That was nice. So, you know, while we're talking about that, I should probably explain. In the record book, there is an entry fee, just like with anything. For adults, it's $25 to enter an animal. Doesn't cost anything to have the animal measured. Our measures are all volunteers, and we do not charge to measure an animal. But if it's to be entered in the record book, there is an entry fee.
And that just covers publishing.
And that just covers the cost of the record book and the advertising and everything, the website and everything else we do. You know, we do have events coming up. We got one on the 26th, June 26th.
Okay. We'll talk about it. I'll talk to you.
Okay. Anyway, so the kids' entry fee was $10 from the beginning. Robin and I talked about the kids and how we get more kids involved and get more kids interested and get their deer measured and things like that. We're trying to generate some excitement in the hunting community by saying, okay, we're going to waive the fee for the kids. But if you want to do something for the kids in your community, $10 entry fee per kid. If you want to sponsor 5 kids or 2 kids or 4 kids, whatever, you can do that on our website. And we've got people who are sponsoring our kids. We have Hunters of Maryland have sponsored kids. Our buddy Pete Pappas has sponsored kids. Rennie Gay, Tidewater Outfitters, has sponsored kids. I cannot say the name of the fellow in Southern Maryland that sponsored some kids down in Southern Maryland. Why am I drawing a blank? Rowe Restorations, Lance Rowe, charter boat captain and builder in Cecil County, has sponsored kids in Cecil County. So, you know, we have some sponsorships for the kids, so we just want to get their parents to let the parents know that, hey, look, you're a big-time hunter. You can get your deer measured and get put in the record book, but bring your kids along. Bring their deer rack. Okay, that is a process that they may be fascinated in, watching us measure those deer antlers. And when I say us, I mean our official measures and so forth. Watching that process happen and the excitement that is generated by, you know, and the congratulations by people in the field and things like that. So, I don't know. I hope it's working. We're doing our part for the 3 R's, right?
Yep.
So what do we do next, Robin? Seniors?
Well, that'll work for us.
Sure. We'll see.
I think after dealing with Medicare and prescription costs, I think we should do whatever we can for seniors.
Right. Oh, okay. Let's did I not do the second?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
Chris, did I not do this? I didn't do the second break, and we're running out of time, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we may have to put them all together, huh?
We could do that.
Why don't we talk to Bill first? Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning there, Robin and Alan.
Yep.
Your assistant there who, okay. Anyways, in a previous
That's Chris.
Call, I had, I think it was close to Robin's birthday. I don't even remember when that was. I don't get to call that often because I'm a senior and I don't get up too early. Cause
I hear you.
Anyways, said that life is but a collection of memories. And
that is true.
I was wondering if, Alan, you would provide us with some of your favorite memories back when you were a child in Blair County, Pennsylvania.
I will be glad to do that. I will be glad to do that.
I think you need to actually really write those down and do a whole part of the next week's show on that.
Perhaps. One of my first hunting trips for deer, we met a man from Bellwood, or we were hunting near Bellwood in Blair County, on the Blair-Huntington County border. We were, my dad and I were walking through a field, if I recall, and this fellow approached, or we approached him, and he was carrying a bolt-action rifle for deer hunting, and I looked down, and I noticed that his bolt had been broken off, and he replaced it. He had welded a new handle onto his bolt-action rifle. It was a fork.
Wow.
With the tines intact. I can't imagine working the bolt with a fork with the tines in his hand.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
That's amazing. I've never heard of that.
I have not either, but I saw it.
I know. I remember a bolt action. The first time I was shot was in the Army, and
yeah,
left-handed, and I had it over on my left eye.
Right.
For a shot, that sucker rejected and hit me square right underneath the metal pot.
Oh, that would that
between
oh.
the eyes, and I thought, man, this isn't going to be fun. But that's something. I never heard of that one.
Nope. But that was what he had at hand to weld. I would have thought a spoon, but maybe his wife had other uses for the silverware.
Trying to bring up Bellwood, that's where my family originated, and my dad did a lot of hunting with his brothers down in that area. And he had I think it was a bolt-action 30-06
that he
hunted with, deer hunt. And he always, we had a... I guess up in the front room, a big deer head, and I forget how many points that sucker was, but he always enjoyed that. But
right.
Anyways, this is about you. Okay.
Well,
there's one.
I've got to take a break. You're welcome to stay on through the break, but I've got to get these sponsors' messages in. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to hold on, I'll be glad to share another memory on the back side of that. Would that be okay?
I can do that.
All right. How about that?
All right, Alan.
Okay, so we need to talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. I was there the other day, and, you know, they do a lot of online ordering, and you can order through the website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. They were packing up orders and shipping them out like crazy. So, you know, that's another way to shop, if you'd like, for Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is in Edgewater. They have a new location. It's a beautiful store, isn't it, Robin?
Yes, 31, it is.
3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. 410-956-0300. They have everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle as well. That's Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They have a new hunting department with Hoyt and Matthews bows and arrows and some crossbows and even some firearms now. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers and spices. You get it. They've got it all. Full line of fish and tackle and gear at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Here's that phone number again, 410-956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They are proud to announce that they are sponsoring the Kids Fishing Rodeo again this year. That's next Saturday, 7 to 11 a.m. at Hillcrest Park. It's the William Blamberg Youth Fishing Rodeo. Hillcrest Park Lake is 3rd Avenue at Hollins Ferry Road behind the Lansdowne High School. Sponsored by Clyde Sports Shop. Brought to you by the Baltimore Highlands Recreational Council. This is in memory of Mr. Bill Blamberg, passed away last year at Clyde Sports Shop, Clyde's brother. Trophies and prizes will be awarded for all ages for first catch, most fish caught, largest fish, all that kind of stuff. You got sunfish, catfish, crappie, and bass. Of course, the bass have to be released. So bring your own bait to the Kids Fishing Rodeo, sponsored by Clyde Sports Shop. And you can buy your bait at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. That's for sure. Let's see. Oh, yeah. It is time to get in your backyard and get it spruced up and equipped for the summer and fall. You've put it off long enough. Spring's here. Hot weather's coming this week. You can put a grill on your deck. You can put a table in your yard, and you can find all, and a swing set up for the kids. You can find all that at Backyard Billy's, because that's what they specialize in, is backyards. You got the pellet grills by Traeger. You've got the Big Green Egg. You've got the Kamado Joe, another egg-shaped grill smoker that's really, really good. Kamado Joe. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas and, you know, fire tables for the deck as well. They've got all the tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs for out in the yard. Free delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches as well. Why not stop by Backyard Billy's, the website, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Chris is going to bring us a couple more commercials, and then we'll continue our talk with Bill. Go ahead.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, we're back for a very short amount of time. And, Bill, I'm not sure if I have an opportunity to share another memory, but I'll make it quick. When I was 12 years old, we went to Val-d'Or, Quebec. Val-d'Or, Northern Outfitters. We took a boat 10 miles up to an island where we stayed. One day we were there in the middle of the day. I said, Dad, let's go fishing, because we'd fished in the morning. Everybody was taking a nap, all the guys in camp. I said, Dad, let's go. So we went out and anchored off of a rock shelf. Dad was asleep in the boat. That's how warm it was and so forth. Well, this shelf was made out of mica, and apparently what happened was a school of nice walleyes moved in. I don't know if they were on bait or whatever, but we were baited with night crawlers. All of a sudden, Dad's rod goes down. I said, Dad, you got a bite. Okay. I said, can I get it? He goes, sure. So I grabbed it. First walleye I pulled out of it was over 24 inches. Well, that woke Dad up. We continued to catch walleye after walleye. Biggest one was 26 3/4 inches, and we were very, very pleased with our walleye catch because we had dinner for the day, and it was quite an exciting time. And that is one of the stories I told my dad while I held his hand as he passed from this life to the next. I remember sharing that with him. So there you go, Bill. That's about all the time I've got. The music is about ready to play, so enjoyed that one as well. But maybe we can do another one again.
All righty.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Well, you have a great day.
Have a great day and a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye. Chris, do we have time for another caller?
Yes, you do.
All right. Alan?
Hello, Alan. Good morning, Alan Robin.
Hi, Alan.
The right way to spell Alan, you know.
Allan, yeah, that's right.
That is correct. Hey, I'd like to ask a question. Can I belong to the Knights of Columbus, a nonprofit organization, and I'm going to be putting on a fishing rodeo for kids. Am I allowed to plug that?
For kids,
when and where?
When and where?
And thank you for asking permission. I really appreciate that.
Okay, Centennial Park at the boat landing. on the 19th from 10 o'clock till 2.
Okay.
And it's for the sponsored by the St. Angus Council 4449 Knights of Columbus.
Okay.
The fishing, I have two prizes I'll be giving out, one for the biggest fish and one for the most fish.
Okay.
And it's up to 15, age 15.
Ages up to 15, okay. Very good.
And I will be having refreshments, and I will be providing bait.
Okay. How do we get in touch with you?
You could call me at my number. Can I say my number?
Yep.
410-971-8668.
971-8668.
Yes.
I think that's super you're doing that.
I think that's great. And this is sponsored by the Knights of Columbus.
Yes, sir.
All kids are invited. Centennial Lake at the boat ramp. That's in Howard County.
And yes, and tell them to look for guys in shirts that have a Knights of Columbus logo on it.
You got it. You got it. So that's great. Have you had this before, or is this the first one?
No, this is probably about my fifth or sixth one.
Okay. You got it. Okay. All right. Glad to hear it. Thank you so much.
And you guys have a great day, great weekend, and enjoy the fishing. It's supposedly starting to get better.
It is getting better, fishing and crabbing both.
You have a super weekend.
All right, buddy.
You both too. Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, how about that?
I think that's great.
Yep.
And it was very nice to ask.
Yes, if you don't ask, you don't get to promote. Sorry. Been a rule for a long, long, long time. Almost got in a fight with it about it one time. Guy called up and ambushed us, wanted to promote an event, and started talking about it. I stopped him. I said, wait a minute. I said, kind of feel ambushed here. This is a, you know, this is a privately funded commercial radio show, and I'd appreciate it if you would get in touch with me ahead of time before you want to promote an event. Just run it by me. Normally I'll let you do it, you know, but we have sponsors, you know. We got to take care of them first. So, well, the guy got mad at me. Ran into him months later at a tackle shop. I had to punch you right in the mouth.
Okay. Seems to be a...
Well, that's the last time that's the last time somebody threatened to punch me. That was like 20 years ago. Okay? Oh, until recently, yeah. When another guy offered the same knuckle sandwich. So, and it wasn't Guy Fieri. Anyway.
I'm glad I got to join you all for the last half hour. Chris, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin. Thank you.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy this beautiful weekend. Try to stay cool. I'm in the majority, and I hate hot weather.